The world of art can be a mystery, inaccessible, and enigmatic. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University, and all of us at M&G have come to find that, like any other field of study, art can be understood and even enjoyed. For nearly 10 years, the Museum and Galleries hosted a special program intended to help pierce the fog of obscurity through Art Break. But like events everywhere, COVID-19 has forced adaptation. Rather than meeting in person, we're launching this podcast version of our standard feature. So, Art Break, what is it? We thought we'd ask some of the wonderful people who've attended through the years to share about this M&G program from their perspective.
Hi, I'm David Baker. I live just outside of Los Angeles, California, but have been blessed, actually, to be here on campus when there's been several art breaks. And I've tried to make sure whenever I'm here and art breaks here, that I'm there. I mean, I think art break is, it's actually exactly what it's called. It's a break, so an interruption. It's a pause and work that's focused on, and, you know, it's occasioned by art. I mean, it may just be me, but I find that the pace and just the dailiness of life, that causes me to miss things, even beautiful things. An art break is an interruption that I look forward to. It's a moment to pause and think on lovely things, and that makes all the difference.
My name is Carrie Spitzer. I'm a retired IT project manager.
Hi, and I'm Gene Spitzer. I'm a general contractor and electrician.
And we're from Greenville, South Carolina. We'd like to take a few minutes to share with you what Bob Jones Museum and Gallery Art Break Series is and what it means to us. It's an opportunity once a month during the school year to take a lunch hour and do several things. We get to enjoy the beautiful campus and facilities of Bob Jones University and the Museum and Gallery when it's open. We get to learn about different aspects of an art-related theme that can be found in God's creation and then reflected in man's art and craftsmanship. And we also get the opportunity to purchase a delicious box lunch, or we can bring a lunch or just come and enjoy the presentation.
Hello, appreciate the invitation. My name is David Koster, my wife Rebecca Koster. We both attend the Art Breaks, and we actually lived in Northern Virginia for over 30 years. And upon retirement from the federal service, we decided to retire to the Greenville area because my son went to the Bob Jones University and actually got an excellent education as a computer science major here, got a wonderful job here in Greenville. So upon retirement, we decided we like the area, having coming down and visited, that we'd probably just make that our permanent retirement home. I was a mechanical engineer and worked for the federal government as a senior program manager. And I think we're fitting in the Greenville area quite nicely because it's a very metropolitan area. It's very pretty. And there's a lot of nice extracurricular activities, if you will, like the Bob Jones plays and musicals and things of that sort, as well as Art Break. As far as how I would describe Art Break, well, we received notification from Bob Jones University that the M&G Museum and Gallery was hosting a lunchtime lecture series. And the lecture was actually entitled Beauty Matters, where the human desire and societal need for beauty would be discussed. We thought that sounded quite interesting, and we actually found that the lecture to be very well organized, very well presented, and found it very thought-provoking. So I would describe Art Break, the lecture series, to be a forum whereby a person can come and receive the, quote, Cliff Notes dissertation on various aspects of our Lord's grandeur, and that in turn then stimulates our intellect to better perceive and to appreciate his handiwork.
My name is Bill Pinkston. And for 50 years, I've been a classroom educator, but my work currently is in the school's archives, and I'm writing a book about the school's history. Teachers generally leave the classroom in the summer, so for about the last dozen years or so, I've filled in as a gallery guard for M&G. Art Break is a time to feed your mind as well as have lunch. Usually, an expert in the field will present a lecture on a topic which not only informs, but is interesting and inspirational. Then, if you don't have to dash back to work, you can chat with others who have similar interests. It's fun. And that's been my problem with art breaks. As a teacher, my class schedule did not often let me get to ones that I would love to have heard. But now, my schedule is more flexible, and you'll see me at more art breaks.
All right, so Art Break is a lunch and lecture program that encourages learning new things or looking at things differently, using art as a lens of sorts. So what useful or interesting things have people learned by attending?
My name is Tricia Lewis, and I've lived in Greenville for about 33 years. So I consider this home, even though I grew up in Indiana. My husband and I have a design construction firm, and we've been working together for about 15 or 20 years. Before that, I was an English teacher, and we are the parents of five children.
My name is Susan Quindag. I am originally from San Francisco, California, right in the city. I now live in Greenville, and I started an educational consulting business, OnQ Educational Consulting, and I'm also a contracted dissertation chair at Liberty University.
I mean, I feel like I learn something new every time.
Yes,
and it's true. Just a really good variety of speakers and topics, and even if it's a field maybe you feel like you know something about, there's always more information there, I think. And that does go back to very carefully chosen speakers who are experts in their field. So I think that's been something that makes it really special.
I come from a music background. I'm a musician. I'm a violinist and violist. Whenever there's topics, when you're dealing with how to look at art and so on, it always is a curiosity to me, and I'm always trying to find a way to relate it. But there was one time, Aaron, where you gave the presentation, I guess, on light and showing the different things. And of course, Tricia was there too. And we had a long discussion following that about creativity and how you should approach creativity.
Right. So that opened up some really interesting conversations that have been ongoing for the last year. And even before that, I think, because there were a lot of interesting discussions following the series on beauty. I think it was Beauty Matters was the theme. And I really enjoyed especially the opening session, which sort of laid a groundwork for the approach. And I mean, that is, you know, I think for everybody, whether they're an artist or not an artist, or they appreciate art or whatever their level of interest in art is, how do we judge that? Is it objective? Is it completely subjective? And so, you know, I don't think that's a question that will ever be answered, but there were some really good presentations that touched on that.
Along with the lines of liberal arts, and this is another reason why Art Break is so great, because you cover all of these different topics and draw them in and let people discover where they would fit in or where their thought processes go.
We've learned a lot from our Art Breaks. The Charleston Silver Lady was the very first Art Break I attended. I think that was in April of 2016. I saw an ad in the Greenville News for a museum and gallery art break featuring the expert that had evaluated the metal artifacts recovered from the Hunley submarine. At that time, I was not particularly an art person, but I was a history person, and I was very interested in the Hunley's story and recovery. At my very first art break, I learned about the amazing qualities of silver. Did you know silver is antimicrobial? It means it doesn't hold microorganisms and can inhibit the transmission of certain infections. It's good knowledge still today, and I still include the use of silver gel as part of my wellness routine every day.
Well, all the presenters were professionals. I was really surprised. We had professors, we had scientists, doctors, Bible scholars. Then in the beauty series, we had an oceanographer who showed us a microscopic organism from the deepest part of the ocean. It looked like a wedding cake with sprockets turning in different directions. Then we had a photographer who showed us how light affects everything we see. In the beauty series, our last presenter was Stephen Jones, who spoke on beauty and suffering. He learned that beauty, the beauty of his family through suffering and pain. What I learned is that there is beauty in everything God has made, especially us.
I think one of the unexpected things that I've actually learned through Artbreak was that there's beauty in suffering. And now, this is probably one of the more abstract Artbreaks that I've been able to attend. But Stephen Jones gave a talk on how he had found, seen, and experienced beauty by the hand of God and even through his church in the midst of a chronic illness. Now, that was both encouraging and rebuking to me. I know that my first impulse during some sort of a trial or a test or just even a bad day is not to look for beauty. And I think what was special about that Artbreak was that when you're reminded to look for beauty, you find it. And when you find beauty, you find God the Father.
My name is Hugh Chapman. I'm a mostly retired electronics engineer, a widower with a wonderful college-aged daughter. I've been attending Museum and Galleries Artbreak for several years. It is an outstanding enrichment series. As an engineer, I've appreciated learning more about how technology has influenced art and history. Here are some examples from past Artbreak presentations. Some of the brutal aspects of life in the early days of the Industrial Revolution. How creative and dangerous were limelights and some of the other early approaches to theatrical lighting. How silver spoons and other utensils meant health rather than wealth because of silver's antimicrobial properties. How the science of light and its interplay with darkness contribute to art. And the complex work of preservation and restoration presented by experts such as Biltmore's head curator.
Some things that I might have learned from Artbreak that we didn't know before. Well, I think the lecture by Dr. Scott Guava, he was a professor at the University of South Carolina. He did a lecture on the art of radiance in medieval book illumination that was extremely informative. And it was through this lecture that I learned some of the intricate techniques that the old masters of stained glass and painted glass windows used to achieve the etheric radiances and the auras that encircle a pictured saint's head and other items in the window. It gave me a much better appreciation of the time, talent, and mastery that these medieval masters, without the level of, quote, education that we have today, could still attain to produce those fantastic and ornate stained glass and painted glass windows that grace the great cathedrals of Europe.
I've always found the illuminations in old manuscripts and books interesting. These are often colorful and even have gold leaf on elaborate and expensive ones. Occasionally, there are black areas where I thought the gold leaf must have fallen off. No, thin sheets of silver are there. But unlike gold, silver tarnishes. So rather than shiny mirror-like areas, you have black holes. Can't polish it because that would remove the silver. Changes the whole dynamic of the illumination.
And of course, you can't host a program for years without discovering from your friends what some of the favorite topics have been. Here are a few.
I think my favorite topic of the art breaks that I've been able to see was actually stained glass. I've always loved stained glass, but I've not really understood stained glass. You know, I've never made stained glass. I don't even own stained glass. I just like stained glass. The glass itself, that's indeed beautiful. But during that art break, it's learning that it's actually what the light does to and through the glass that's magical. And that was just really fun to learn.
Our favorite topic? Well, that's an interesting one because all of the topics have been excellent and they're quite good. However, there's one I think that really stood out. None of them ever missed the mark. And if I had to choose one out of all the ones that we listened to, I would say it was the one presented by Doctors David and William Lovegrove. And their lecture was entitled Art and Science of Light. This lecture discussed the differences between how the human eye perceives and the brain manipulates that visual data to form images that we see and what we consider sight in our lives. And then how an artist then utilizes knowing those facts, can utilize those that understanding of how the brain processes what the eye sees to actually then create the images that emulate the natural colors and the shadows and all the perception that we would see and to highlight certain areas we want the eye to focus on. And it was extremely interesting.
I've had many favorite art breaks over the years, so it really is hard to choose just one. But I have to think that the Art and Science of Light was one of my favorites because it combines science and art The science of light and how our brains process and perceive light was fascinating. Sometimes you just can't believe your eyes. Did you know that some of our brain's responses to light are hardwired in each individual's brains and cannot be changed and are different, and no one yet knows why? And then on the other hand, there's the art of light. We learned how artists develop various techniques to depict light, to depict it to the viewer in a way that they want us to see.
I also like the Art and Science series. Being a contractor and electrician, this series we started, and I had many favorites in that myself. I especially like the sound series. We had one about, we had a drama professor from Bob Jones who spoke on how sound affects us and how it is used to help us experience the situations the actors are portraying, especially in the production of The Living Gallery. This presentation was one of my favorites. I've been very pleased and educated from the Museum and Gallery Art Break series. Who would have thought an electrician would have been here today speaking about what he has learned from the Art Break series?
Art Break typically has an overarching theme each year. One of my recent favorites was Beauty Matters. The things that make life possible should never be valued to the exclusion of what makes life meaningful. Museum and Gallery is steward to a great historical, Christian, and cultural treasure. Good art reflects what makes life possible, but also meaningful and beautiful. Praise God for this wonderful gift.
We're always looking for new ideas. What topics might be of future interest? As a listener, perhaps you have some thoughts on this too, but listen to some of the feedback.
Man, as far as future art breaks, I think understanding that art is around us all the time is just a really good reminder for me. So I would love to see or hear an art break that talked about line in architecture and sort of like what those lines are doing and what they mean and like where they came from. So that'd be fun. Line in architecture.
I especially like art breaks that deals with things or topics that are seen in the M&G collection. Several years ago, while filling in as a summer M&G gallery guard, I noticed a painting which portrayed a significantly overweight Christ. Generally, Christ is portrayed as a handsome, healthy figure, unless it's part of his being tortured or his crucifixion. So I started looking at the physical attributes of Christ in various paintings. And with help from some of the docents and the curators, I learned a few things. I did the same thing with Madonna and child pictures and a few of the saints that appear in multiple paintings and sculptures. I would really like to hear art breaks about how representations of the same thing have changed over the years and why.
There are many topics that have been covered in the past, and I'm sure there are a lot more because the extent, the depth, and the richness of the Museum and Galleries collection is one of Greenville's jewels. We're continually discovering new resources new to us at the Museum and Gallery. For example, after the Art Break presentation of, this is a long title, but From Text to Translation, The Phenomenon of Reading the Greek New Testament in the English Language, the professor shared a tour of the Jerusalem Room with us. That is a fascinating place, and I would love to see this resource given its own presentation and find out more about it.
I would like to explore more just the idea of art in education, and obviously not just the visual arts, but all the different forms of art. We hear a lot about things like music class and art class getting cut out in, you know, schools because of budget concerns, but I think that's a shame because it isn't, I don't think it should be viewed just as an extracurricular. I think it's part of a whole education. So just looking at how that helps us cognitively, socially, emotionally develop, and how it helps children develop being exposed to those disciplines.
One of the areas that I have been interested in and have been working with is the thought of wellness and all of the arts, really, during this pandemic. We're in a state of suffering. And what's interesting is that whenever there is extreme suffering, or even just mild suffering or inconveniences, the arts are very important. I appreciate the museum and gallery. Again, for a non-visual person, it has really increased my perception.
I hope that, you know, as we're able to resume lectures in person and enjoy that again and enjoy Buttercream Bakery lunches again, that more people will come. I think it's sort of a little hidden gem a lot of people don't know about. And it's just a really great opportunity once a month, something that is free. All you have to do is pay for your lunch if you want a lunch. Mm-hmm. And just you could go other places and have to pay a lot of money to be able to hear something like this.
Could I just add something since you brought it up, and whether you want to hear it or not? I grew up in the inner city of San Francisco, so we didn't have, you know, the advantages, I guess, of art and music and so on that maybe Tricia or you had. But since I have the influence now, I really am a big believer in art and music and so on, getting into the probably Title I schools and low income and seeing people who would you never think of being artistic, letting them explore their artistry and so on and discovering that thing. And I think it's just been a wonderful work that you have done going into the schools and trying to do that, you know, which I don't remember anything like that in San Francisco.
So, in conclusion, we would like to say thank you from Jean and I personally. We thank Aaron Jones and the wonderful team at the Bob Jones Museum and Gallery. Everything you all do is professional and of excellent quality, and you do it with such grace and warmth. We always feel so welcome here and are delighted to share our story of how M&G Art Breaks have enriched our lives by opening our eyes and ears to the art that is all around us.
Now you know, M&G's annual Art Break series covers a diversity of themes and ideas, and during this 2021 academic year, you'll continue to hear from a variety of personalities and perspectives. So take a break with M&G and discover something surprisingly interesting and meaningful from the world of art. If you would like to know more about the museum and gallery and its internationally respected collection of European old masters, visit bjumg.org.